And G, Taylor Swift busted as woke hypocrite on five activist issues, climate, LGBTQ plus, feminism. By David Ng on December 26, 2023. Taylor Swift's performative activism is getting tiresome, and transparently hypocritical. Now that she is the Democrats' official cultural vector for promoting their left-wing agenda, the mega pop star has become more than ubiquitous. She is being forcibly crammed down everyone's throats. Her media saturation level is somewhere near Hurricane Katrina. Even NFL fans who just want to enjoy the game have no choice but to watch Clockwork Orange style as she cheers on her Kansas City Chiefs boyfriend in cringeworthy style. Left-wing and establishment media can't help fantasizing about how Swift's massive pop culture sway could save Joe Biden in next year's presidential election. The good news is that the more overexposed Swift gets, the greater her political hypocrisy shines through her media-crafted image. And the more hollow her activism becomes, the more people will tune out, especially as she inevitably ramps up her political hectoring heading into 2024. Make no mistake, Democrats will weaponize Taylor Swift with all their might in next year's presidential election. With any luck, the backlash will be cresting around the same time. Here are five of Taylor Swift's most egregious acts of woke activist hypocrisy in recent years. 1. She's a climate change proponent, but she's also a jet-setting elite who flies her private aircraft to visit her NFL boyfriend. Taylor Swift has promoted herself as a climate activist, but her private jet habits are so infamous that there is an Instagram account devoted to tracking her plane's comings and goings. The singer regularly uses her carbon-spewing aircraft to rendezvous with her paramour, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. By one account, Swift's flights to see Kelce created 138 tons of emissions in just 3 months. The average person creates 4 tons per year. Swift's flack has claimed the singer has purchased carbon credits to offset her emissions. 2. She's a humanitarian but also a headliner for communist China. Taylor Swift has championed herself as an ally to oppressed and marginalized groups. But she has no problem teaming up with a despotic communist regime that deprives its own citizens of basic human rights and has committed atrocities against ethnic minorities for decades. The singer teamed up with Communist China in 2019 to perform in Shanghai at an annual live concert event to help boost the visibility of Alibaba, China's largest e-commerce retailer. Singles Day, China's equivalent to Black Friday, provided Swift with the opportunity to cash in big time on her fame with Chinese audiences. And while Swift condemned then-President Donald Trump as an autocrat, she voiced no criticism of China's rulers, who unlike Trump are actual autocrats. Money can buy a lot of silence. 3. She whines about the patriarchy but has lobbed personal attacks at Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, and endorsed a male Democrat over her. In her Gushing Time 2023 Person of the Year interview, Taylor Swift complained about the patriarchal society that is still keeping women down. She even wrote a song titled The Man. This is rich coming from Swift, who made misogynist comments about Sen. Blackburn, including calling her Trump in a wig. She also endorsed a man to beat her, Democrat Phil Bredesen, who ended up losing. 4. She champions women in feminism but has stayed silent on Hamas terrorists sexually assaulting their Israeli captives following October 7. Taylor Swift is all about girl power. But apparently not when it comes to Jewish women. The pop star has remained conspicuously silent about the sexual assaults carried out by Hamas terrorists against their Israeli captives. In fact, Swift hasn't publicly spoken about October 7 at all. What is she afraid of? 5. She has made LGBTQ activism the center of her public image but has allowed her concert movie to show in a country where being gay is illegal. If there is one cause that is dearest to Taylor Swift's heart, it is without a doubt LGBTQ activism. After all, where would she be without her gay male fanbase? A lot poorer, for sure. So it's baffling that she has allowed her concert movie Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, to play in Dubai, which is in the United Arab Emirates, a country where being gay is illegal and same-sex activity is punishable by imprisonment. In Dubai itself, sodomy can land you in jail for up to 10 years. So remember this the next time Swift lectures Americans about harmful pieces of legislation that put the queer community at risk. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.